Now, here is a services update from Southwark Council, published on the 11th of August. All services are running normally, although the cash offices at Bournemouth Road and Warworth Road are closed today. The general situation. There were no reported disorders incidents across Southwark last night. We continue to closely monitor the situation with our partners, but the approach is one of business as usual for the council. Volunteers. There has been a great community response, with groups and individuals spontaneously coming out to assist in the clear-up. The council has written to community groups to say that if anyone wishes to volunteer or that they need some help from volunteers, then they are to let us know on 0207 525 5000 and we will put people in touch with one another. Businesses. Practical business advice is still being distributed to businesses and information is being gathered about the level of insurance cover to see if there is any lobbying that the council can do to ensure affected businesses can survive. A meeting will also be arranged in the near future to discuss business needs. Investigation. The police have posted images of people they would like to speak to about the disorder seen across London. Anyone with information should call the new police number 101. Always dial 999 for emergencies. Councillor Ian Wingfield has also issued the following statements today. We deplore completely the criminal acts that were carried out earlier this week, and those who are found to be responsible must face the consequences of their actions. As a council, we will seek within the confines of the law the eviction of anyone living in a council property who is found guilty of these crimes. Leader's visit. The leader has issued the following statement. I visited Peckham and listened to residents' concerns over the violent disturbances the previous evening, and I would like to again praise the extraordinary efforts of the police, volunteers, and local people who have demonstrated the strength in our community. The spirit of the people of this borough will triumph over the disgraceful actions displayed by a mindless minority. March. The proposed March for Justice for Dimitri Fraser, scheduled to take place on Saturday, August the 13th, in Peckham, has been postponed by the organisers, who said they couldn't guarantee public safety.